God has spoken by the prophets, spoken the unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming God, the one, the righteous Lord. God has spoken. Our New Testament passage that John read from Acts chapter 2 reminds us again of the wonderful account of that first Christian Pentecost, the day when God poured out his Spirit upon the first disciples some 2,000 years ago, fulfilling all that God had promised them. And you will receive power. And you will receive power. The disciples had been with Jesus throughout his 3 years of public ministry, from when he first called them to leave everything and to follow him, right up to the events of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. They had been privileged to see God's power at work in their midst. Some of them had shared Jesus' mountaintop experiences, experiences such as that of the Mount of Transfiguration. They'd been there when Jesus changed water into wine, when he fed a crowd of over 5,000 people with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. They had seen the crippled get up, take up their pallets and walk. They'd seen the blind receive their sight, the deaf their hearing, the dumb their speech, the dead their life. They had seen God's power at work in their midst. And they had shared the deep valley experiences of despair, such as when Jesus cried out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? To be followed by his final word, Tetelestai, it is finished. And they had seen Jesus rise from the dead. As we were reminded 10 days ago, they had watched him ascend back into heaven, where he was to sit at the right hand of God. They had seen and they knew the true meaning of power and how Jesus had promised them that they too would experience this for themselves. And you will receive power. So what had they expected would happen next? They'd been told to return to Jerusalem and to wait there, for they were to receive power. They were to receive the promised Holy Spirit. But what exactly did that mean? What exactly did they expect? Would they be able to do the same things as Jesus? Or greater? Or would it be a limited power? And you will receive power. Would it be a power that was theirs to control? Or only available at certain times of the day? Would it be unlimited? Or would it be restricted? Might it run out? Like a battery runs down. And therefore needs to be rationed carefully. And you will receive power. I suspect that they may well have had no real idea as to exactly what was going to happen. You will receive power. So they continued to meet in an upper room, away from the crowds. Perhaps even the same upper room that they and Jesus had met in on the night of Jesus' arrest. The same room that Jesus had instituted the new Passover meal, what we now call the Holy Communion. Perhaps it was the same upper room in which Jesus had met with the disciples on the night of his resurrection. The same upper room in which a week later Jesus had appeared again to the disciples. And this time Thomas was with them, inviting Thomas to place his finger in the holes in his wrists, or to plunge his hand into his side and believe, only for Thomas to declare, "My Lord and my God." And you will receive power. There's a special security in the familiar. Familiar faces. Familiar places. Was that why immediately after the ascension they went back to that same upper room? Believing that it could only be there that God could meet them in a special way. And you will receive power. Or maybe it was simply that they were still afraid. Afraid to meet in the temple. Afraid to meet in the marketplace. So they met away from the crowds. Away from prying eyes and the possibility of wagging tongues, away from the Jewish religious leaders. And you will receive power. They had learned that Jesus could be trusted to be true to his word. They had seen all that he had prophesied so far come true. As he prophesied his own arrest, his own crucifixion, death and resurrection. So far, he had been faithful. And so they waited. No doubt with a sense of anticipation, a sense of expectancy, a sense of excitement, together perhaps with a sense of uncertainty, tinged with anxiety and even trepidation. And you will receive power. And then suddenly there was this sound of rushing wind, flames of fire. What an experience. It really is impossible to imagine the mixed senses of elation and fear. And you will receive power. power. Power can be harnessed for good. As Benjamin Disraeli said, all power is a trust that we are accountable for its exercise. Or as we so often see in our world today, as indeed was seen last night on the streets of London Bridge and London, it can be used for evil purposes. The power of a van and of a knife. As Lord Acton, the Victorian historian, wrote to Bishop Mandell Creighton in April 1887, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And you will receive power. And God gave the disciples power for the very positive purposes. Firstly, to enable them to leave the security of that upper room. And secondly, to witness to their faith in the marketplace. And thirdly, to enable them to bring healing of body, mind and spirit to the people of their day. God gave them the gift of His Spirit that they might be able to speak in such a way that everyone in Jerusalem on that day could not only hear what they were saying, but also they could understand what they were saying. And in understanding, they were challenged to respond to the message of the Christian gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, so as to come themselves to that same living faith in a living Lord and Saviour. And you will receive power. What of us today? You and I. And you will receive power. What does God intend for His church today? Here in Biddulph. Here in St. Lawrence's. To us who worship here at this service, Sunday by Sunday. And you will receive power. Or was it just the outpouring of God's Spirit, a one-off? A never-to-be-repeated gift. Something that happened 2,000 years ago, and that's it. No. 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 It was a beginning, not an ending. It was a beginning of which we also are a part. Because God has continued to pour out His Spirit of power upon His church down the centuries. And God still pours out His Spirit upon those who seek to respond to His call to serve Him. And you will receive power. God longs for us, through the power of His Spirit, to put to one side those things that humanly constrain us, from witnessing openly to the love of God in Christ Jesus. Those things that lock us away from our upper rooms. Sorry, lock us away in our upper rooms. That prevent us from going out into the marketplace of our local community. And God, I believe, longs for us to be open to receiving His Spirit so that we too can speak the message of the gospel in such a way as to challenge those who hear us share God's word. It may not always be easy, especially when it's family. But that doesn't mean that we are not to try. Because God says, you will receive power. Power to be used. And He longs for us to be so filled with the power of His Spirit that we too, like those first disciples, we too become channels of His healing and His saving power. And you and me, we are promised, as the first disciples were promised, we will receive power on this Pentecost Sunday. As we reflect on the fulfillment of God's promises 2,000 years ago to the disciples, we are reminded that God's promises remain true today as they were yesterday. Just as His promises, I am going to prepare a place for you, we would never ever say that was just for the first disciples. We recognize and we know that it is for us, that it is for me. And you will receive power. So may God fulfill this promise to each one of us, and through us, that we may be enabled to leave, as I have suggested, our upper rooms and to be used by God in the marketplace of Biddulph as we bring the message of salvation that is ours in Christ, as we bring healing to our broken and angry world. I believe God is saying to each one of us this morning, and you will receive power. And you will receive power. But like every gadget in our house, it needs to be plugged in and switched on. So we need to be plugged in and switched on to that power that is already there and available to us. Be still. Yes, be still for the presence of the Lord. The Holy One is here. No work too hard for Him. In faith, receive from Him. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. Amen.